Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by Teen Challenge, Ms. Jennifer Harper, who is the Associate Director, Mr. Bobby Usborne, an intern intake specialist, and Ms. Jacqueline Klein.
Yes.
Who is?
Admission specialist.
Admission specialist. Yes. And before we went to break, you know, to be able to get to a point in your life where you say, I'm going to just, I'm at the wit's end, you know, I can't do this myself. My life is out of control. If I don't fix me, I can't fix my family. Excuse me. When you come to that place in your life, and it doesn't happen in an instance, you know, you have to give it real hard thought, and which is what you did. For every one person like you who's able to come there, there are thousands and tens of thousands who can't and who haven't been able to and whose lives have remained where they are and whose spirits have been broken. So when you talk to the person who's fortunate enough, because the people who you're dealing with are the exception, not the rules. The rule is people's lives remain that way until they leave this planet. So when you talk to people, let's talk about why it's so important that you have experienced that and you can connect with them.
Because I can meet them on a level. I can meet them right where they're at. I can say, hey, I've been there. And it sounds like a simple thing, but it's really not. I actually just had somebody call me up, and the application process was way too difficult to complete and kept saying, that's not going to happen. I would say, you have to fill out the application. Well, that's not going to happen. You have to go get this physical and blood work. Well, that's just not going to happen, and would hang up the phone. And when I pursued and called her back, I said, hey, listen, I understand what you're going through. I am a graduate of the program, and now look at me now. I'm a staff member. I am doing something good, right? And I'm giving back, and my life has purpose. So I understand where you're at, and this is where you could eventually be. And that was a game changer for her. That was an absolute game changer. She said, when you told me that you had been through the program, it changed everything for me.
You know, Jennifer, how successful, you know, for every Jacqueline, mm-hmm. there are many others who, and so we don't want to, you know, mislead people that because you come, there's some magic potion that you guys have that right. You can sprinkle on somebody and their life changes. It is a difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's really up to the individual, right?
It is. You think about how big of a problem addiction is. You're going to have to match that force with something as powerful, maybe just a little bit more. And so we've got all the structure. And people noticed our programs. This was decades ago, and did a study because they noticed there was a success rate that seemed higher from comparable programs. And so there was independent study done by a university that put it at an 87% success rate. And that's really, really high. In Teen Challenge overall. Most recovery programs, like 2-5%, you're really killing it. And we that worked in Teen Challenge thought, gosh, that seems a little high. Because you see relapse, you see that kind of rocky road initially, and then some stabilization. And so about 3 years ago, a university conducted another study, again, separate, observed multiple centers. Ours was one of them, and put it at a 76% success rate. Well, that's still, in the space of recovery, huge. And so what is the big difference? And we actually have the privilege of being able to find that out, because people that come in our program have been to multiple 30, 60, 90 day short-term programs, and they've gotten good tools. They're like, this helped me, I was able to learn this. But what was the difference? We ask that all the time. And they say it's Jesus, it's faith, it's knowing who I am in Christ. That's what changed. So it's almost like, hey, those other programs were great, it was really good foundation, but there was this missing piece. So we do see tragedy. Not everybody is ready for change, and that's hard, but it's worth doing what we do because of people like Jacqueline and Bobby, and I could name so many others, and anybody who really wants it can have it.
You know, what's a phone number that people can call who may be interested in Teen Challenge?
414-748-HELP. That's 414-748-4357, and you'll get me.
You know, so not many people on their own volition walk in, usually a loved one who's kind of said, listen, I'm a parent, you know, listen, I've had it, you know, if you don't get your act together, we're going to disown you, we're going to, you're embarrassing the family, and you know, you didn't grow up in this kind of environment, we didn't do this, and you're embarrassing us, and all of those kinds of things. That's not the right approach, is it, when you're trying to help somebody in recovery?
Correct. I get more phone calls from family members that are desperate than the actual person themselves. And it presents a real challenge. I sit and stare out my desk window sometimes, and I'm thinking about all the hurt and loss and people out there in the world that could really use us. And in reality, there's so many, they should be lined up at our door and we should have a waiting list. And here I am presented with this challenge and we're reaching out to the community. And so that really says something about how big of a hold addiction really has on a person. And so when you want to sit there and point the finger and blame that person, well, at that point, it's no longer, you know, it's a real real thing.
So you guys are in Milwaukee. I don't have to tell you the community in which I am, you know, come from and live in is hell on earth.
Yes.
And people who have no hope whatsoever, and they escape through drugs and alcohol because it's the only thing that makes any sense to them, and the sheer numbers of people that we are talking about is just unbelievable. So
yes,
and many of them probably don't know anything about Teen Challenge.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, like I said, I'm going to reach out to you guys again, because if you have this facility and you guys are doing that, and you are giving people a chance to change and save their lives. You know, we got to make sure that people are aware of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just block by block, person by person. You change the neighborhood and the community by having people heal.
Yeah.
You know, one by one.
And this is a really amazing opportunity. Like I said, we pray for this, and we literally do go out into the streets block by block, like you just said. And so for you to just see our truck and call us up and give us this amazing opportunity to present this over a radio to a lot of people is, it's more than just, it's divine to me.
You know, so let's, many, you know, parents are engaged in right now and going through recovery. How do you begin to, you know, have this conversation with your children? You say you have a 17-year-old, you've got a couple of young ones too, and so while you're going through, and I don't mean you personally, I mean all of these people who are going through, it's not easy to have your children you know, there and saying to them, hey, mom, where are you? You know, you obviously had to experience that, but for those others who have, who are going through it. And are your children allowed to come see you at all during the recovery? I mean, how does those, how do those things work?
We really focus on rebuilding those family relationships. We've got family day every Saturday, family visits, and then phone calls throughout the week. So even though you're not together, you're just maintaining that contact and that touch, and they can count on, hey, it's Friday night, I know mom's going to call, to have that consistency. And we've created spaces. We've got a great patio outside, and we can be outside in Wisconsin. And it's really a home where the women live and where the men live. So we create that environment for visits and then passes to go home for a night at some point in the program and see what's it going to be like when I go back. And then they come back and say, hey, this worked great, this didn't. We try to strengthen them and prepare them for when they do return.
Because in many instances, the only thing that changed is you.
Yes. Right?
I mean, you can go back, the same pressures that were there prior to you leaving are still there. And so those things, we'll talk about that a little bit after the break when we bring back Bobby Usborne. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We'll be right back. Until you use me up.